This is the Wikipedia page for Guillotine. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding you to subscribe. Or we'll cut your head off.
Yeah, we'll cut your head off. Because we're talking about guillotines, I'd like to thank Amanda Bays for suggesting this article. We won't be reading the whole thing, because it's really long, but we're going to read part of it.
Isn't it Amanda Baez?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Amanda, I'm so sorry.
Who's named Amanda Bays?
I don't know. It's just how I read her name. Anyway, thank you, Amanda. Guillotine. This article is about the device used to carry out executions by beheading. For the paper slicing tool, see paper cutter. For other uses, see guillotine disambiguation. This article needs additional citations for verification. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. Unsourced material may be challenged and removed. A guillotine is an apparatus designed for efficiently carrying out executions by beheading. The device consists of a tall upright frame with a weighted and angled blade suspended at the top. The condemned person is secured with stocks at the bottom of the frame, positioning the neck directly below the blade. The blade is then released swiftly and forcefully, decapitating the victim with a single clean pass so that the head falls into a basket or other receptacle below.
Any receptacle you have available. So if it's just you have a popcorn bowl, then use that.
Yeah, that works too.
The guillotine is best known for its use in France, particularly during the French Revolution, where the revolution supporters celebrated it as the people's avenger, and the revolution's opponents vilified it as the preeminent symbol of the violence of the Reign of Terror. While the name guillotine itself dates from this period, similar devices had been in use elsewhere in Europe over several centuries. The use of an oblique blade and the stocks set this type of guillotine apart from others. The display of severed heads had long been one of the most common ways European sovereigns exhibited their power to their subjects. Check out these severed heads, guys. Look how cool I am.
Yeah, what a power move. Literally. The guillotine was invented in order to make capital punishment less painful in accordance with new Enlightenment ideals about human rights. Prior to the guillotine, France had used manual beheading alongside a variety of methods of execution, many of which were more gruesome and required a high level of precision and skill to carry out successfully. After its adoption, the device remained France's standard method of judicial execution until the abolition of capital punishment in 1981.
What? No.
Yeah, I actually knew that.
Wait. Has somebody's head been chopped off by a guillotine since 1950?
Well, the last person to be executed in France was Hamida John Duby, guillotined on the 10th of September, 1977.
That was in the next sentence. I should have just shut my mouth.
Yep, well, you didn't.
Oh my, 1977?
Yeah, you were like alive back then, weren't you?
That is crazy.
You were alive when the last person of France got guillotined.
It's like still hunting witches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
History. Introduction in France. On October 10th, 1789, physician Joseph Ignace Joseph Ignace Guillotine proposed to the National Assembly that capital punishment should always take the form of decapitation by means of a simple mechanism.
Sensing the growing discontent, is that the 16th?
This is Rachel trying to read Roman numerals, everybody.
Is that the 16th?
Yes, that is Louis the 16th.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right. Sensing the growing discontent, Louis the 16th banned the use of the breaking wheel. In 1791, as the French Revolution progressed, the National Assembly researched a new method to be used on all condemned people regardless of class, consistent with the idea that the purpose of capital punishment was simply to end life rather than to inflict unnecessary pain. Wow. Human mentality.
A committee formed under Antoine Louis physician to the king and secretary to the Academy of Surgery, Guillotin was also on the committee. The group was influenced by beheading devices used elsewhere in Europe, such as the Italian manaia or manaha, which had been used since Roman times. Citation needed. The Scottish maiden and the Halifax gibbet, 3.5 kilograms. While many of these prior instruments crushed the neck or used blunt force to take off a head, a number of them also used a crescent blade to behead and a hinged two-part yoke to immobilize the victim's neck.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this message while you digest what was just read.
Thank you for listening to that message. Now more on how the head can be removed from the human body.
La Chianti, an officer of the Strasbourg Criminal Court, designed a beheading machine and employed Tobias Schmidt, a German engineer and harpsichord maker, to construct a prototype. Antoine Louis is also credited with the design of the prototype. France's official executioner, Charles Henry Sanson, claimed in his memoirs that King Louis XVI, an amateur locksmith, recommended that the device employ an oblique blade rather than a crescent one, lest the blade not be able to cut through all necks. The neck of the king, who would eventually die by guillotine years later, was offered up discreetly as an example. The first execution by guillotine was performed on highwayman Nicolas Jacques Pelletier on the 25th of April 1792, in front of what is now the City Hall of Paris, Place de l'Hôtel de Ville. All citizens condemned to die were from then on executed there until the scaffold was moved on the 21st of August to the Place du Carrousel.
The machine was deemed successful because it was considered a humane form of execution, in contrast with the more cruel methods used in the pre-revolutionary Ancien regime. In France, before the invention of the guillotine, members of the nobility were beheaded with a sword or an axe, which often took two or more blows to kill the condemned. Man.
Brutal.
That's super brutal. The condemned or their families would sometimes pay the executioner to ensure that the blade was sharp in order to achieve a quick and relatively painless death. Commoners were usually hanged, which could take many minutes. In the early phase of the French Revolution before the guillotine's adoption, the slogan "à la lanterne" in English, "to the lamppost, string them up or hang them," symbolized popular justice in revolutionary France. The revolutionary radicals hanged officials and aristocrats from street lanterns and also employed more gruesome methods of execution, such as the wheel or burning at the stake.
Having only one method of civil execution for all, regardless of class, was also seen as an expression of equality among citizens. The guillotine was then the only civil, legal execution method in France until the abolition of the death penalty in 1981. Apart from certain crimes against the security of the state, or for the death sentences passed by military courts, which entailed execution by firing squad.
Wow, so the only form of execution for all of those years up until 1981. Man.
And even then, they're not gonna use like lethal injection to kill the person. They're gonna use a firing squad at this point.
That is insane. I mean, a lot of people have used a firing squad, I feel.
It still seems still crazy for that to still be a standard.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. But I feel like firing squads are still used today. Is that possible?
Well, that's what this is saying, at least in France.
All right. Reign of Terror. Louis Collinot d'Angremont was a royalist famed for having been the first guillotine for his political ideas on the 21st of August 1792 during the Reign of Terror, June 1793 to July 1794. About 17,000 people were guillotined, including former King Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette. who were executed at the guillotine in 1793 towards the end of the terror in 1794, revolutionary leaders such as Georges Danton, Saint-Just, and Maximilien Robespierre were sent to the guillotine. Most of the time, executions in Paris were carried out in the Place de la Révolution, former Place Louis XV, and current Place de la Concorde. The guillotine stood in the corner near the Hôtel Carillon, where the City of Brest statue can be found today. The City of Brest statue.
City of Brest statue.
The machine was moved several times to the Place de la Nation and the Place de la Bastille, but returned particularly for the execution of the king and for Robespierre.
For a time, executions by guillotine were a popular form of entertainment that attracted great crowds of spectators, with vendors selling programs listing the names of the condemned. But more than being popular entertainment alone during the terror, the guillotine symbolized revolutionary ideals, equality in death equivalent to equality before the law, open and demonstrable revolutionary justice, and the destruction of privilege under the Ancien Régime, which used separate forms of execution for nobility and commoners. The Parisian sans-culotte, then the popular public face of lower-class patriotic radicalism, thus considered the guillotine a positive force for revolutionary progress. Weird.
Retirement. After the French Revolution, executions resumed in the city center. On the 4th of February, 1832, the guillotine was moved behind the church of Saint Jacques de Boucher before being moved again to the Grand Rouquette prison on the 29th of November, 1851.
In the late 1840s, the Tussaud brothers, Joseph and Francis, gathering relics for Madame Tussaud's wax museum, visited the aged Henri Clément Sanson, grandson of the executioner Charles Henry Sanson, from whom they obtained parts, the knife, and lunette of one of the original guillotines used during the Reign of Terror. The executioner had pawned his guillotine and got into woeful trouble for alleged trafficking in municipal property.
On the 6th of August, 1909, the guillotine was used at the junction of the Boulevard Arago and the Rue de la Sante behind the La Sante prison.
The last public guillotining in France was of Eugen Weidmann, who was convicted of 6 murders. He was beheaded on the 17th of June, 1939, outside the prison Saint-Pierre, Rue Georges Clemenceau 5 at Versailles, which is now the Palais de Justice. That's my French, everyone. Numerous issues with the proceedings arose. Inappropriate behavior by spectators, incorrect assembly of the apparatus, and secret cameras filming and photographing the execution from several stories above. In response, the French government ordered that future executions be conducted in the prison courtyard in private. Citation needed.
Man, 1939 public executions.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the inappropriate behavior was by the spectators.
I have so many questions about it. And like, where is that film? Does that film still exist? I wonder if it was destroyed.
I have no idea. The guillotine remained the official method of execution in France until the death penalty was abolished in 1981. The final 3 guillotinings in France before its abolition were those of child murderers Christian Ranucci on the 28th of July, 1976 in Marseille, Jerome Carrion on the 23rd of June, 1977 in Douai, and torturer murderer Hamida Jandoubi on the 10th of September, 1977 in Marseille. Jandoubi's death was the last time the guillotine was used for an execution by any government.
By any government?
Well, the rest of the governments were like, before 1977, they were like, we're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
We're fine seeing heads roll off.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Amanda, for suggesting this very fun article.
It was very interesting. The descriptions of the other ways of how people are killed were thankfully not as gruesome as they could have been, but still they were shocking.
They sure were.
But luckily, it was not as gruesome as I'm sure it could have been.
True. This has been the Wikipedia page for Guillotine. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your guillotine. And, you know, maybe leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.